life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
CSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sokolsky, the Executive Director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. There's a website, there's a great deal of information, and we've been discussing the war zone of Ukraine and the alarm bells that rang around the world and throughout the solar system when we first heard of a fire at an ongoing nuclear reactor, Zaporizhia. However, now we turn to the news on Henry's site about the plans in the U.S. U.S.-Japan fast reactor cooperation raises nuclear security issues. Last week, I'm reading from Henry's site, Bill Gates's TerraPower Nuclear Reactor Corporation struck an agreement with the Japanese Atomic Energy Agency and Mitsubishi Heavy Industry to build a small, advanced, modular, fast-power reactor in Wyoming. Henry, what is this? And is it safe? Is it not safe? What is the future here?
What Bill Gates has done is take an old design that Westinghouse and Hitachi had worked on called the PRISM reactor. And it is a fast breeder reactor. And what's a little different about these machines, they're not new. In fact, the first reactor that ever lit a light bulb was a fast reactor. So this is not modern. This is just simply an iteration of something very old. What these reactors are that make them different from the ones we have, you know, that when you see Homer Simpson, his reactor is not a fast reactor. The reactors we have around the world almost entirely are what's called light water reactors, and they do not employ fast energy neutrons to maintain the power or create heat. They use slower reactors, thermal neutrons. So the fast reactors, what they do is they use neutrons that have lots of energy, and they're designed principally to make more fuel by transmuting natural uranium, which isn't all that prone to fission, into plutonium. Now, the way in which the Gates company is selling their reactors, put any fertile uranium that could be turned into plutonium into our machine, but you could change that overnight. And the idea that you would, you know, promote these reactors overseas is, I think, kind of wacky, because the plutonium you produce in these machines is predominantly super weapons grade. It's not just weapons usable. It's way, way valuable. And I don't know. I mean, they have not on Capitol Hill or in councils of government taken this point on and really dealt with it. But we're promoting it. And apparently Bill Gates needs lots of extra money from the federal government to do this project.
You also
$2 billion.
You also have an item on your site about Secretary of Energy Granholm touting the department's commercialization of advanced fast reactors. Is that the same kind, the fast reactor?
Yes, yes. And I'm not sure everybody in Washington who's touting these things has a clear idea of what they are. I mean, they're more or less reading the cue cards from the people who are getting the money from the federal government to build these things.
It looks like what we had was the frame of COP26 in Glasgow. And the question was asked, how do we get to renewable energy? how do we move away from fossil fuel?
Yeah.
And people came forward with nuclear reactors, and everybody says, yes, now we have a moment to reconsider, given that we have a war. Now, I don't think of Wyoming as a war zone, but we're selling, we're selling them to people who are in war zones. I never thought of the Dnieper River Valley as a war zone if attacked by Russia. That was supposed to be back in the 20th century. One more detail, Henry. We just have a minute. The JCPOA, the Iran deal, is said to be reawakened. Iran's nuclear reactors, are they old-fashioned? Are they secure? Are they like the Chernobyl model, or are they something new? I think the Russians administer them. We have a minute.
Yeah, they are the same kind of reactor as Ukraine. We've done studies. If you hit Bushehr, it can spew out an awful lot of radioactivity and kill an awful lot of local residents, you know, in the hundreds of thousands. And so it's a problem. It's in the wrong place. You don't want reactors in that region.
Is that because of the earthquakes, or is that because of the mullahs, or both? Is it both?
It's because if there's a war, and occasionally we think there might be, they might be targeted. And if they're hit, it could be a real hot mess.
Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center. I recommend the website. Right now, what we know is the attack on Zaporizhia is considered a war crime by the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. We also know that right now the plant is secure, although they're turning the power off, which might have been the original ambition of the Russian invaders. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Gas, groceries, eating out, it all adds up fast. With the Verizon Visa card, you get rewarded every time you spend. Get 4% in rewards on gas, dining, and at grocery stores. And you can put those rewards toward your Verizon bill or on new tech like a smartwatch and earbuds. Apply today at Verizon. Application required, subject to credit approval. Must be a Verizon mobile account owner or manager or Fios account owner. See Verizon.com/Verizon Visa card for terms and restrictions. The Verizon Visa signature card is issued by Synchrony Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc.
She's been thinking about this sleepover all week, but I think about her food allergies all the time. Fortunately, her doctor prescribed Xolair, omalizumab. It's proven to significantly reduce allergic reactions if a food allergy accident happens.
Xolair 150 milligrams is a prescription medication used to treat food allergy in people 1 year of age and older to reduce allergic reactions due to accidental exposure to one or more foods. While taking Xolair, you should continue to avoid all foods to which you are allergic. Don't use if you are allergic to Xolair. Xolair may cause a severe, life-threatening allergic reaction called anaphylaxis. Tell your doctor if you ever had anaphylaxis. Get help right away if you have trouble breathing or if you have swelling of your throat or tongue. Xolair should not be used for the emergency treatment of allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis. Xolair is for maintenance use to reduce allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, while avoiding food allergens. Serious side effects such as cancer, fever, muscle aches and rash, parasitic infection, or heart and circulation problems have been reported. Please see Xolair.com for full prescribing information. Ask an allergist about Xolair. This is an advertisement for Xolair paid for by Genentech and Novartis.
What does Zyn really give you? Not just smoke-free nicotine satisfaction, but also real freedom to do more of what you love, when and where you want to do it. Why bring Zyn along for the ride? Because America's number one nicotine pouch opens up all the possibilities of right now. With Zyn, you don't just find freedom, you keep finding it. Find your Zyn. Learn more at Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.